High Court in the North Moravian city of Olomouc will hear an appeal on Tuesday in the long-running dispute over the fictional kingdom of Wallachia. Wallachia is a historical region in Moravia, but for the last decade it's been marketed as a kingdom with a king, its own currency, and even passports. But the king was recently dethroned in an ugly spat with his foreign minister over intellectual rights. Rob Cameron has more.
Wallachia is a real place and Wallachians are real people. Look on the map and you'll find the historical mountainous region of Wallachia nestling in a corner on the Slovak border. It was an area gradually settled by migrating Romanian shepherds, known as Vlachs, travelling along the Carpathian mountain range between the 14th and 17th centuries. One of the most famous Wallachians is Bolek Polivka, a popular comic actor, trained clown and talk show host. Back in 1993, he was crowned Boleslav I, King of Wallachia forever, on his weekly TV show. It was a joke, obviously, but the idea of creating a Wallachian kingdom soon took root. A small group of dedicated Wallachians, led by one Tomasz Harabisz, began developing the idea, partly as an amusing practical joke, partly as a serious tourist venture. Harabisz, who used to describe himself as the kingdom's foreign minister, was soon issuing Wallachian currency and Wallachian passports. More than 80,000 people now have one. There are even anecdotal reports of Czechs using their Wallachian passports to cross international borders. The border guards, after looking vainly on the map for Wallachia, seem to have decided it wasn't worth the hassle and waved them through. Whether those reports are true or not, one thing's for sure. The Wallachian kingdom has grown from a bit of fun into one of the country's most successful local tourism campaigns. Despite that fact, or maybe because of it, all is not well in the Wallachian kingdom. Initially, the relationship between King Boleslav and his ministers was a harmonious one. He allowed them to use his royal seal. They promoted his kingdom to tourists, including his sprawling estate and profitable guesthouse. In 2000, Harabisz organised a lavish coronation ceremony for the monarch. But then the relationship began to sour, and the two sides began arguing over who owned the rights to the kingdom. In 2001, King Boleslav was overthrown in a palace coup, and the dispute deteriorated into a court battle. Bolek Polivka said the idea was clearly his, since it began on his TV show. Tomasz Harabisz said he and his team had done all the hard work and thought up all the kingdom's trimmings. In December 2007, a court in Ostrava ruled in Harabisz's favour. Since then, the kingdom has elected a new king, Vladimir II, though King Boleslav I is still appearing at various events in the region. Tuesday's appeal hearing may settle the matter once and for all.
Rob Cameron with that report. And here's hoping that the hostilities in the kingdom